court of Dunsey.
Okay.
About suing ID.
Okay. And if you're not going to change your mind about those things, you are?
I guess it will. I ain't going to change that much, do you?
If a person is very, you know, gets upset real easily, or if they get offended real easily, you say that they are?
Upset, I call it sometimes.
Okay. If, would you ever say, fretful?
Yes,
ma'am. What would you say for that?
I'd say, well, he or she, I'd just say either way, I'd say, it sure look like frets over it. Whoa, it's a fret. And I said, that. I don't believe that gets no more fretting.
Okay, would you ever say feisty or testy?
No.
Touchy? Okay.
No.
And if a person got, you know, if another person was egging another person on and was bothering him, and that person's temper was going up, you'd say he's going to get...
Well, tell him, say, he'd get directly where he'd be looking for.
Okay. But what would that person that was getting upset be doing? He'd be getting...
He's getting ready, I reckon, to try.
Would you ever say he was getting mad?
Yes, ma'am.
Or that head up?
Yeah, I'm getting mad. Just stop him if you could.
Okay. And if you wanted somebody to be quiet and not get mad and to be real calm, you'd say, keep calm? Would you ever say that?
I don't know. I don't think it would, but I see. I said, no, I tell you what you do, baby, or sister. I said, you just, yes, it would tell you. You just come down and just be quiet a while for her to see.
But if you did use that expression, you'd say?
Yeah. I said, just come down and be quiet.
If you said keep calm, though, you'd just say?
Keep calm and quiet and see how much further for you. Don't let the temper go too far right now.
Okay. If somebody has been working real hard, and their body is, you know, they feel like going to sleep or laying down, they don't feel like doing anything, you say they are sure?
Tired.
Okay. Would you ever use any other expression besides tired?
Yes, and sometimes we call it rest broken.
And would you ever say he is worn out?
Yeah, sometimes we have that word. He's tired, this group and worn out.
Okay. And if you have...
I sleep in it sometimes, but that is...
If a child, like on Saturday, you know, you probably used to go to town on Saturday, and your mother, and you were real impatient, and you wanted to hurry up and go, your mother could say, he sure is.
She, most of them, said, oh, he's in a big hurry to get in town.
Would you ever say he's a raring to go?
Yes, ma'am. He's raring to go to town in a big hurry. You can't get that fast enough.
Okay.
And I think some of them are still the days out of it.
If there's an expression that I've never heard before, but when a person has a really good time, like they go to a dance or something, and they come back home, they say, he had a...
Well, I sure enjoyed myself. I really had a good time at that dance. Ooh, I really had a fine time. I really had a nice time.
Have you ever heard of a torn down good time?
Not a torn down good time. Now what we always call the torn down, that was when they tore it out at that place. They went back a Democrat.
Okay.
And if somebody went out in the cold and came back in and had chills, you'd say he
must have got too cold.
Okay, and if he